Hallelujah. Good evening, everybody. Hallelujah. This is the night the Lord has made, and we will rejoice. Amen. And we're going to be glad, and it's a good night to die. Thank you, Master. You know, as the progression of exposure continues, and we continue to expose our own self and our own heart, as the Spirit has been revealing to us, in the area to where, you know, there are those you're going to be able to trust and those you can't trust. Amen? And they may, most likely, are those of your brothers and sisters. I mean, you know you can't trust the world. Amen? But you're hoping to trust your brothers and sisters. But in that, because of lack of consistency and lack of other things, that the fruits are not there, you can't trust. Amen? So in this is that time of transition and change that we're going through. Remember, God is separating the body from the bride. He's exposing the things of corruption and the things of deception. All of these are happening right now. And one of the things that separates me and you from the world is the truth of reality. See, we live in two realities. That's what separates us from the world. And when you understand the true reality, that's what causes you to step out of the world. And see, so many times people are living in a false reality with false expectations, false fulfillments, and so forth. But there is two realities that you and I live in. One is temporary and one is eternal. But in these two realities, there's three realms. And we call this the realm of justice and righteousness, where Christ is. Amen? There's the realm of evil, or the demonic forces realm. And then there's the realm of good and evil, and that's this realm that you and I live in. And the only thing that brings justice and righteousness into this realm is those who are born of the Spirit. Amen? So in this, as you and I are walking and living in our everyday life, listen, this realm is, this reality is real. Pain is real. Suffering is real. Hardship is real. Amen? But then there's another realm which is real. And one of the things that you and I must, it's our responsibility to make that realm more real. It's when we lack of making that realm real that we fall into the deception of this realm. We fall into emotional distress, disappointment. We fall into the area of rejection. All of these, because you're going to get destroyed in an emotional here, in this realm. In the other realm, there isn't that problem. Amen? That's what's called walking in the Spirit. Walking in the Spirit is making the other side more real for you than this side. But knowing that we have two realities that we live in, that's why we're multidimensional spirits. Amen? We live in two dimensions. In John chapter 3, true reality. See, you can't have a true reality without knowing that you are living in two realities. Hallelujah. John chapter 3 and verse 1. Oh, glory. This was profound. There was a man, a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a ruler. Of course, he had to sneak to Jesus at night because he didn't want anybody to know that he went to go see him, because he was a part of the Sanhedrin club. Amen. He would have lost his membership. Wouldn't have access to the gym or the pool and stuff like that. says in verse 2, this man came to Jesus by night and said to him, Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher come from God, for no one can do these things that you do unless God is with you. Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God or true reality. Does everybody understand that? He cannot see the true reality. He will be blinded to that. This is what you're seeing all over the world right now. People are not living in a true reality. And they're fighting to stay enslaved in this reality. Because they don't think that there's another reality. There are believers, so-called believers, that still don't have that and don't understand that. Nicodemus said to Jesus, how can a man be born when he's old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Well, that was really stupid. And Jesus answered and said to him, most assuredly I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. In other words, he can't even see it, nor can he enter it. The other what? The true reality. Remember, this reality is an offshoot of the true reality. In the garden was true reality. But it got nullified by the cooperation with darkness. Amen? Because in the garden, the only thing that dwelt in the garden through Adam and Eve was justice and righteousness. There was no evil ruling in the garden. Didn't say it wasn't present by, amen, but it was not ruling. It wasn't until evil influenced justice and righteousness and nullified it. Then the garden became ruled by good and evil, no longer by justice and righteousness, and that spread through the world. So you and I now live in the reality here that is nothing but good and evil. And this is how people associate and live in this reality, by good and evil, not by righteousness, unless you're born out of this reality into another. Is everybody okay? Verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Do not marvel that I said to you, you must be born again. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but it cannot tell where it comes from and where it goes. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. In other words, you're born of the Spirit. You're born of the true reality, one that's called eternal. Nicodemus answered and said to him, how can these things be? Jesus answered and said to him, are you the teacher of Israel and do not know these things? Most assuredly, I say to you, we speak what we know and testify what we have seen, and you do not receive our witness. If I have told you earthly things, what? The reality now. If I have told you earthly things and you do not believe, how will you believe if I tell you the heavenly things or the true reality? No one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. That is the Son of Man who is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Now, he was just saying something powerful. He's saying, what I'm going to do is I'm going to open up in this reality a whole nother access to the true reality. And when people begin to comprehend and understand, if they are born of the Spirit and they're living in two realities, they will never walk in fear. They'll never walk in fear. Oh, glory. Verse 15. That whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. In other words, have access into the eternal reality. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved or rescued. He who believes in him is not condemned, but he who does not believe in him is condemned already, because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world. In other words, reality, the true reality, which is light. Why? Because it brings sight. Amen. Remember, you and I were born in darkness. We were born in this reality. There was a limitation. The only thing that you and I knew of was what was good and evil. We didn't know what righteousness was. If somebody would have said to me about that, I would have probably laughed. What the heck is that? But you can't, why? Because you can't even comprehend righteousness until you are born from the place that is ruled by righteousness. And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. For everyone practicing evil hates the light and does not come to the light, lest his deeds should be what? Exposed. But he who does the truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be clearly seen. Why? That they have been done by, in what? God. In other words, so now in this reality, because we are born of the Spirit, we're born of the other reality. We have been, so we have a dual citizenship, amen? But in this, it is so important that you understand, and we all understand, that we are citizenships of two realities. And in this reality, we don't rely on this one, we rely on the one that we are born from now. Not the one that we entered in, but the one we're going to exit into. Now, so now Jesus made that way so that you and I could have an understanding. Only through this understanding can you walk in true reality. Other than that, if you're not understanding that there, we have a life in two realities, then you're not really walking in the true reality. You're walking in deception. Why? Because this place is always going to let you down. No matter what. It's always going to let you down. But he'll never let you down. Amen? He'll never let you down. There may be a delay. I mean, because we are in this realm, we want to just quick, man. Drive through and I'm done. You know? They got drive through churches now. I was pretty amazed by that. So... We cannot enter the true reality of the kingdom of God unless we are born of the Spirit. Amen? Again, there's two realities in three realms. The three realms is the justice and righteousness, the kingdom of God. Amen? The one realm. The other realm is the realm of evil, which is called the second heaven, Satan's realm. And the third realm is here. It's called good and evil. We must be born of the seed of God, while the rest of the world is born of the seed of the serpent. See, you and I were born of the seed of the serpent. Amen? Now we're born again of the seed of God. But you and I still have a human nature, which allows us access to this realm. But we have a divine nature that allows us access to the true realm. So in this, the divine nature should have dominion over the human nature. Amen. So that we're submitting to the eternal reality, even though we're in a temporary reality. This is how God is going to establish his kingdom here. Everybody okay? And now, so think about this. While the rest of the world is born of the seed of the serpent, it's enslaving individuals in one reality of just good and evil. You and I were slaves in just this reality of good and evil. Now, we talked about the other side. Amen? We had some hope that there was another other side. But we never experienced it until we were born of the Spirit and baptized in the Holy Spirit, where the reality came to me and you that there is truly a God who loves us. And that reality, see, this is where people miss the true realities without the baptism of the Holy Spirit. It's very difficult for an individual without the baptism of the Holy Spirit to really get that tangible taste of the reality, of true reality of God Almighty and who He is. So people become religious. That's why the enemy doesn't want people to get baptized in the Holy Spirit. Because if you can understand it, we live in two realities, that's true reality. Amen? Ephesians 2. Again, this is what separates us from the world. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 1. Let's speak it. Is everybody okay? Praise God. And you He made alive who were dead in trespasses and sins, in which you once walked according to the what? Course of this reality. Amen? Who is it? According to the what? Prince of power of the air, the ruler of this reality. The spirit who now works in the sons of disobedience. What are they disobedient to? Justice and righteousness, because they only know good and evil. Among whom also we all once conducted ourselves in the lusts of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature children of wrath, just as the others. In other words, the reality of the tangible realm of good and evil, we're known as children of wrath. The wrath of who? God. Born again of another reality, which makes us different, to know we live in two realities and access three realms. So even though we are citizenships of two realities, you and I still have access to all three realms. Even the second heaven where Satan's kingdom is, you and I have access there. Why? We only have access there because we are citizens of the reality where God Almighty is. That's what allows me and you to have access there. Does everybody understand it? We are dangerous in that realm. They don't want. Why? Because that realm is all darkness. And when you start warfaring, you're going into that realm. And you're back by the true reality of God Almighty, that realm. Amen? That's why we shouldn't fear. Oh, happy days. Okay. Verse 4. But God, who is rich in mercy because of His great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, and by grace you've been saved, and raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come He might show the exceeding riches of His grace, or His plan, and His kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. For by His plan, by grace, you have been saved through faith, not that of yourselves, it is a gift of God, not of works, lest anyone should boast. For we are His what? Workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand, that we should what? Walk in them. Wow. See, so by being born of the Spirit, we are now in another reality. That's got to become so real to you. That must become so real that no matter where you go or what you're doing, that reality is still always in front of you. That's why the psalmist says, I always put the Lord in front of me. Well, you're not going to put the Lord in front of you without the understanding of the other reality. And that you and I are citizens of both realities, and we have access to both realities, to the nature, human nature, and the divine nature. Amen. But we have access to all three realms. Is everybody okay? Anybody okay? Praise God. Let's go somewhere else. 2 Peter chapter 1. Praise God. Glory. Second Peter chapter 1 verse 2. Hallelujah. True reality. you know, when you hear about all of these things and you, the news and what's going on and the corruption and all the, in other words, it's like, man, they don't see. They're so taken captive in this reality. And it's all about self. It's about how I feel, what I think, and my opinion, and me, and me, and me, and me. Me. Mama mia, right? So in this, you and I have, even though that we're a citizen of this reality, we live in this reality. We can escape it at any time. That's what God says, come boldly to the throne of grace. Amen. We can escape at any time. But if you don't understand that, you won't. Verse 2, let's speak it. Grace and peace be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and of Jesus our Lord, as his divine power is given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness. Where? In this reality. Does everybody understand that? Through the knowledge of him who called us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promises. Now let me ask you this. Is it important to know the promises of God? Yeah. You think that that might connect you to the other reality? Or keep you active? Maintain the reality of the other side? That through these you may be what? Partakers of the divine nature. Oh. Having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. But also, for this very reason, given all diligence, add to your faith virtue, to virtue knowledge, to knowledge self-control, to self-control perseverance, to perseverance godliness, to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if these things are yours and abound, you will be neither barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. For he who lacks these things is what? Short-sighted, even to blindness, and has forgotten that he was cleansed from his old sin, his old man. Therefore, brethren, be more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will what? You'll never stumble. For so an entrance will be supplied to you and abundantly into the everlasting reality of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Again, the divine nature by the revelation, knowledge, and promises from the eternal reality of justice and righteousness, allowing us to live in two realms. Amen? Two realities by partaking of the two natures, but ruled by the divine nature. So it is the nature that allows you access. Amen? The divine nature allows you access to the eternal reality, and the human nature allows you access to the temporary reality. Amen? Why is that? Because the natures are the lives of each place. The nature is the life of each location. So without a divine nature manifesting in your life, you don't have access there. You only have access here. And this is where stinky religion is all about. The divine nature is not manifested. Only the human nature is manifested. Controlled by self-will. Philippians 3. This is what separates me and you from this world. Hallelujah. In verse 17, Philippians 3:17. Brethren, join in following my example and note those who so walk as you have us for a pattern. For many walk, of whom I have told you often and now tell you, even weeping, that they are the enemies of the cross of Christ. Wow. Whose end is destruction, whose God is their belly, and whose glory is in their shame, who set their minds on what? Earthly things. Earthly things. In other words, it's just this temporary one, just temporary reality. To them, it's everything. For our citizenship is in heaven, the eternal reality, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able to even subdue all things to himself. Again, our citizenship is in the eternal reality, setting our thoughts in the eternal reality, yet holding a place in the temporary reality. That is what makes us different. Because for me and you, that is true reality. Amen? That is true reality. What? To have a citizenship in two realities. That's true reality. People without that have no, they don't have the hope. It's all temporary hope. It's false hope. The world is under construction right now and change. Amen? Great construction. The eternal builders are here. In Romans chapter 8. And they're right now the powers of darkness that control this reality, that rule in this reality that we're living in, that promote just good and evil, are doing everything they can to prevent the reality of justice and righteousness to take position. That's why they lie, they cheat, they're doing everything they can. You know, when you really think about this, even though we look at, in the political, we look at good and evil and whatever, all humans in this realm have been taken advantage of. They've given way to fear. They've given way to deception. All humanity is a victim of what? The deception of Satan's kingdom. All humanity. Even the ones that are serving darkness and evil, they're victims also. See, they're not reaching the eternal reality. They're still caught up in this temporary reality. Now they may access the two realms, but they can't access the third realm. Amen. And that's where your sorcerers and witchcraft and demonic forces come from. But they cannot access the third realm. Daddy said, everybody out. Romans 8:18. Let's speak it. For I consider that the suffering of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. Now, grab hold of something, because in this reality, amen, there's a past, present, and future. Amen? We know about our past, we know about our present, and we know about our future. Even though, listen, but for me and you, our future is not associated in this reality. It's controlled by the true reality. So when you are in the present allows you access to the true reality, which sets your future. Now you're living from the future, not from the past. So while you're in the present all the time in this, your present is manifesting the connection with the true reality, which allows you to live from the future to the present, not to the future. Does everybody get this? You are already in the future by establishing yourself from the present, from the future, and back to the present. You can figure that out later. Better pray in the spirit and write it down. Glory. Verse 19. For the earnest expectation of the creation eagerly waits for the revealing of the sons of God. Who are the sons of God? Well, ain't that something? They're not calling demons sons of God, are they? Hello? Okay. For the creation was subjected to futility not willingly, but because of him who subjected it in hope. Because the creation itself also be delivered from the bondage of corruption into the glorious liberty of the children of God. So in other words, everything in this reality is going to be delivered to me and you. Why? Because our Father created all things. But again, if you don't have that understanding, then you're not living in a true reality. That is so important. What is the true reality? To have the understanding that you are a citizen of two realities. So when this one lets you down, you always got that one. Praise God. All things are working to the good. Praise God. Hallelujah. And Daddy has the last say. Verse 22, for we know that the whole creation groans and labors with birth pains together until now. Not only that, but we also who have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for the adoption, the redemption of our body. In other words, man, we can't wait to take off out of here in this reality because we actually really, we love the true reality. The temporary is always interrupting, interfering. For we were saved in this hope, but hope that is seen is not what? Hope. For why does one still hope for what he what? He sees. But if we hope for what we do not see, we eagerly wait for it with perseverance or endurance. The world still hopes for what they see. They hope for only things they understand in this reality. Holding on to self-righteousness and the good and evil. Never reaching the true reality of justice and righteousness. Hallelujah. They can never reach an area of accountability. They may be accountable to man, but they can never reach the place of accountability to God. And the only reason why they're accountable to man is because there's a reward for it. It's usually financial. 2 Corinthians 4. Second Corinthians chapter 4. Glory. You know, so many things are being exposed right now. It's just incredible. I mean, think about this. All U.S. citizen voting. All of our voting has always been shipped overseas. Now, that's nuts. That's where it's set. In fact, the software that is written to establish all the voucher, I mean, all of the ballots, is written by two guys from Venezuela. No wonder why that guy gets reelected all the time. That's why it was written. And the demonic forces of this country for the last decade or whatever have been using that same software to manipulate all the voting vouchers, the ballots, so it can be manipulated. But thank God our president knew because they were sent over to Germany and somewhere else. Where else? Spain. The servers are over there that count all of the ballots. So the U.S. military went over there and got them. Believe me, there's a big difference in count now. You got Trump about 400 and something compared to Biden with 200 and something. It's coming. But right now, all the Democratic states, because they're victims by demonic forces, the judges, they're all nullifying. They're not saying, no, you can't do this now, this, we're not going to go. They're trying to push righteousness out and keep the evil in. But it ain't going to happen. The end result is Dad's going to have the last say. Amen. But can you imagine it? Look at how long people have been deceived. Voting and voting. and never getting their elected individual in. I don't think Obama won. I mean, when they finally go out and they find all of these things, they're going to find a lot of these people that were cheated to get into, because the people did not elect them. Talk about heavy-duty corruption. It's the most corrupt country in the world right now of what's happened. Just think about this. This is the most corruptive thing that has happened in this country. Ever. Ever. We're in it. We're watching it. Why? Because it is end time. That is a reality. You and I have that reality that time is short. Why? Because we live in two places. But the world doesn't understand that. Oh. I mean, look at what's going on. Now they want to, they're causing more of this corona, this beer plague, to try and shut people down. They're trying to destroy the economy. They're trying to do everything they can. They're promoting people, kids, and so forth, to turn people in who are having Thanksgiving together. Talk about Gestapo. I mean, this is crazy. And Antifa's threatening that if this continues on, that they're going to stop everybody from going to work. Don't get in front of my car, homie. You'd be going to see Jesus. And from there, then you better figure that out. Hallelujah. I don't know the word stop like that. Stop what? Ooh, stop. Here's a penetrating prayer booklet. You better pray for healing, homie. Glory to God. And Sneva. That's what it is. Glory. 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Did we do this yet? No, we didn't. Did we? Oh, nice. Yeah, let's go there. Is everybody there? Verse 7. Let's speak it together. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, that the excellence of the power may be of God and not of us. We are hard pressed on every side, yet not crushed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Always carrying about in the body the dying of the Lord Jesus, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our body. For we who live are always delivered to death for Jesus' sake, that the life of Jesus also may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So then death is working in us, but life in you. And since we have the same spirit of faith according to what is written, I believe and therefore I spoke. We also believe and therefore speak, knowing that he who raised up the Lord Jesus will also raise us up with Jesus and will present us with you. For all things are for your sakes, that grace having spread through the many may cause thanksgiving to abound to the glory of God. Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceedingly and eternal weight of glory. While we do not look at the things which are what? Seen in this reality, but at the things which are not seen in the eternal, in the true reality. For the things which are seen are what? Temporary. But the things which are not seen are what? Eternal. Wow. The treasure from another reality of the power of Christ is in our these temples. The treasure of the power of Christ from the true reality that created all things you carry. We carry. I can't even express that enough. We carry that so that it can be released into this realm. Amen? Oh, hallelujah. Treasure from another reality, the power of Christ. Hallelujah. And 1 Peter chapter 4. So in this, we've got to come to an understanding that all the afflictions and all the stuff that we go through in this reality does not outweigh our other life in the eternal reality. First Peter chapter 4. Hallelujah. First Peter chapter 4 and verse 1. Somewhere around there. First Peter chapter 4 verse 1. Okay. Is everybody there? Let's speak it. Therefore Christ suffered for us in the flesh. Arm yourselves also with the same way of thinking. For he who has suffered in the flesh has ceased from sin. Why has he ceased from sin? Think about this. Listen, if you're really living and have the understanding of the both realities, you don't want anything to interfere. Nothing. If you're truly understanding that you have a life of in two realities, temporary and eternal, you don't want anything to interfere. Amen? That's where the conviction comes from. Amen? That's where you and I see in the spirit realm. We don't see in the spirit realm from there here. We see in the spirit realm from the other side. Oh, glory. Amen? Hallelujah. Verse 2, that we should no longer live the rest of his time in the flesh for the lust of men, but for the will of God. For we have spent enough of our past lifetime in doing the will of the Gentiles when we walked in lewdness, lust, drunkenness, revelries, drinking parties, and abominable idolatries. In regard to these things, they think it strange that you do not run with them in the same flood of dissipation, speaking evil of you. Why? Because you now have an understanding that you're a citizen of two realities. You try to explain it to them, but they ain't going to get it until they're born again. They will give an account to him who is ready to judge the living and the dead. And for this reason, the gospel is preached also to those who are dead, that they might be judged according to men in the flesh, but live according to God in the spirit. But the end of all things is at hand. Therefore, be serious and watchful in your prayers. And above all things, have fervent love for one another, for love will cover a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without grumbling. As each one has received a gift, ministered to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. Arm yourselves with this understanding. This is what we need to arm ourselves with. There's a reality that you're living here, but you are from another reality now. Even though that you live in this reality, you're not from here anymore. You've been severed from this reality. It's a temporary reality, and you're living from another reality, which is forever. Who would want to give that up? Amen? So, you know, we're praying for people. We're praying for morons of the temporary reality and hope they come to the truth and realize what's going on. Amen? Praise God. Every one of us knows a moron from the temporary reality. Amen? 1 John chapter 4. Hallelujah. Somebody prayed for us. Amen. That's how we got where we're at. Believe me, I was a head moron for a long time. Verse 1, 1 John chapter 4, verse 1. Is everybody there? Everybody okay? Praise God. Verse 1, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. And by this you know the spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God. You know, when you think about this, what is he saying? He's saying that God came from his realm into this realm. See, because they don't want to confess that. If they do, it puts them in danger. They lose authority. See, the demonic forces will not confess that. They deny it. Because they think they have power in this realm, but they don't, because they've been disarmed. But see, if they can convince a person that they still have power over them, then that person yields that power to them. Oh, hallelujah. Verse 3. And every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come into the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming and is now already in the world. You are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. Why? Because he who is in you is from the true reality that created all things and has dominion over everything he's created. Verse 5. They are of the world, therefore they speak as of the world, and the world hears them. We are of God. He who knows God hears us. He who is not of God does not hear us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Now think about this. So the true reality compared to the false reality. Spirit of truth and spirit of error. Test the spirits of what reality and what realm they're from. Amen. 1 John chapter 2. Hallelujah. My daughter, when she was being homeschooled and she was learning about the planets, so she was acting up and whatever. My wife said to her one day, what planet are you from? She said, Uranus. Well, there's a planet named that. My wife almost passed out. Is everybody okay? You been to that planet before? We're praying for those people. She couldn't scold her. She was laughing so hard she had to go in the bathroom. I can't believe she said that. Well, there is a place called that, you know. I couldn't deny that. Couldn't scold her for it. Although, anyways. 1 John chapter 2. Is that where we're at? Praise God. Aren't you glad we're not religious? Heck, I'd have been stoned a long time ago. Verse 15. Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and the pride of life is not of the Father, but is of the world. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Now check this out. So what we're doing is we're actually doing the will from the eternal reality into this temporary reality. Because he's trying to bring heaven into earth. Heaven into earth. Hallelujah. Verse 17. And the world is passing away in the lust of it, but he who does the will of God abides forever. Little children, it is the last hour, and as you have heard, that the Antichrist has come, and even now many of them are here, and have come, by which we know that it is the last hour. They went out from us, but they were not of us, for if they had been of us, they would have continued with us. But they went out that they might be made manifest that none of them were of us. But you have an anointing from the Holy One, and you know all things. In other words, you have been sealed. You have the presence, that earthen treasure of the power of Christ, known as the anointing, from the eternal reality in me and you to sustain us in this temporary reality. But again, unless we have that understanding that there are two realities that you and I live in, then there really isn't a true reality for me and you. That's what the world doesn't understand. They don't understand about two realities. You and I are blessed. Dear God, we are blessed. Just with the understanding that we live, we are citizens of two realities, and both of them are real, but one is temporary and one is eternal. Oh, glory. So we don't love the ways of the corrupt world because we don't want to interfere with anything of the eternal reality. We don't want to compromise that. And that's what the enemy begins to do. He begins to compromise that understanding of who we are. See, that's an area that also keeps your identity moving and activated. Why? Because in this reality, you and I are called to battle. Amen? In this reality, we have a what? Purpose to destroy Satan's kingdom. In this reality, we have a destiny to infiltrate every area of the places, the marketplaces, everywhere. As much as possible to do what? To bring the true reality into this temporary reality so people can escape. Why? Because if you're caught in this reality, you're going to come under the wrath of God. Is everybody okay? Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, verse 18. Or verse 8, I'm sorry. Ephesians 5, verse 8. Let's start at verse 6. Did you bring your Holy Ghost eraser? Let no one deceive you with empty words, for because of these things the wrath of God comes upon the sons of disobedience. Therefore do not be partakers with them. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. For the fruit of the Spirit is in all goodness, righteousness, and truth. Finding out what is acceptable to the Lord. And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather what? Expose them. So you got to understand, because we are citizens of two realities, the eternal reality is always trying to expose the corruption in the temporary reality. For it is shameful even to speak of those things which are done by them in secret, but all things that are exposed are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light. Therefore, he says, awake you who sleep. Arise from the dead, and Christ will give you light. In other words, so many people are sleeping in this condition because they don't realize about the eternal reality. See then that you walk circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time because the what? The days are evil. Therefore, do not be unwise, but understand what the will of the Lord is. We are exposers of darkness by light. Darkness cannot expose darkness. Only light can expose darkness. They can lie about exposing darkness. Does everybody understand that? Which we see a lot of that. They can lie. Darkness can't expose darkness, but they can lie about exposing it. Does everybody understand that? in Matthew 6. Matthew 6. Matthew 6:31. Is everybody there? Therefore, do not what? Oh, hallelujah. Don't worry. Don't worry about this election. Don't worry about your jobs. Don't worry about your families. Don't worry. Why? If you're a citizenship of the eternal reality, then all heaven's behind you. Angels are working on your behalf. You got 2,000 angels working on your behalf at least. And one of them can kill 185,000 people. I'd say we have nothing to worry about. What a military. I mean, you know. Therefore, don't worry saying, what shall we eat? Oh, snap. Or what shall we drink? Or what shall we wear? Vanity, vanity, vanity under the sun. For after all these things, the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knows that you need these things. In other words, the eternal reality knows that you need these things. That's why he says something powerful. He says, seek first the kingdom of God. Well, where's the kingdom of God? Eternal reality. Amen? Seek the eternal reality and its righteousness, because justice and righteousness rules there, and then all things will be added to you. But unless you don't have that understanding, let me tell you, without understanding, we get messed up. Now, there are things you don't need to understand. You need to trust. But this is something you need to understand. Amen? About living in two realities. Because the world doesn't understand it at all. Amen? He says here, what else does he say? He says a lot of stuff here. Praise God. Hallelujah. Let's grow a little further. 1 John chapter 3, and we'll close here. 1 true reality and its righteousness. Hallelujah. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1. Let's speak it together. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God. Therefore, the world does not know us, because it did not know Him. Beloved, now we are children of God, and it has not yet been revealed what we shall be. But we know that when He is revealed, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. And everyone who has this hope in Him does what? Purifies himself just as He is pure. Now think about that. That purification is a sanctification. Just by understanding that. Just by understanding that. Just by understanding that you and I are citizens of two realities. Just by understanding that. Brings a purification and sanctification. Just by understanding that. What does it make us? It makes us the arena to where we know who we are. Not who we were. We know who we are. We stand in the present because in the present we're attached to the eternal. And that allows me and you to live from the future to the present. Because we live in two realities. And again, both realities are real. That's why they're called realities. Amen? But one is temporary and one is forever. And we're always battling to hold on to that forever reality. The words from that reality, the events from that reality, the writings from that reality, so that we can maintain position in that reality. Remember, we are blessed every spiritual blessing and seated in heavenly places. You and I are seated in that reality. Don't lose who you are. Because the enemy's out to steal everything right now. Everything and anything. Amen? Praise God. Father, we thank you for your word. We are honored and blessed. We ask that you seal this word tonight. Seal it and protect it. Let not the enemy steal any part of it. But Lord, bring more understanding to each and every one of us of who we are in you and who you are in us and the reality of two realms, of all three realms. In Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Be blessed and stay dressed with the glory.